following the order over here. This is a letter dated on the third day of Tevis in the volume 5, and this is letter number 1332, Brooklyn, and Rebbe Baruch Hashem. The Rebbe is addressing this to this genius Shmuel Yalov. I mean, I don't go through every time, just the Rebbe gives a lot of nice titles over here. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your question, what is the source for giving of names to your sons or your daughters? Who does it belong to? Does it belong to the father? Does it belong to the mother? And you try to, the Rebbe is saying to him, to support in various different verses. Sometimes we find that the father called the name. Sometimes it says like Vayikra Avram, Hashem Benoy, Avram called the name of his son. Sometimes we see the mother. And like by the Shvatim, it says by the tribes, it always says Vatikra, that she called their names. So it's always the woman came to name. So this is the question that he asked the Rebbe, and the Rebbe is responding. It says, number one, the Rebbe says, according to my view, we cannot learn from the Torah the way it was done there, because the Rebbe says that, for example, the names of all the tribes, with the exception of Binyamin, were all given by the mothers. It is illogical, totally, to say that the name of all the sons should belong just to the mother and the father has no rights to it. So in other words, we should learn and we should say, okay, we're going to go by the Chumash. That would mean that a father has no rights to the naming of the children. It all goes to the mothers. Especially, the Rebbe says, we find in the verse many times that name was called by the father, did call a name. So it's not like a father is sort of taken away from that privilege not to name it. Sometimes we find they both named. Sometimes they both named the same name, like Yishmael, or the name Binyamin, called him Ben Oini, and he called him Binyamin. And sometimes other people call a name, as we find in like the name of Zorach Poretz. That was the midwife that gave the name Batikra Shmei Zorach for the shine she put in, or Oivet, we find. And the verse the Rebbe references in Shmuel Beis, Yud Beis, Chavdal Chofet. So the Rebbe says it's very difficult to say that we should follow the Chumash by that. And the Rebbe has another suggestion. Why actually do we find that it was the women that named in the Torah most of the time? Perhaps the Rebbe says we can say the reason is that the names of the tribes were named by Rachel and Leah. I mean, not even by their own mothers. Sometimes when it was the Bilhah and Zilpah, they were still named by Rachel and Leah. Is based on the teaching of our sages of blessed memory that the mothers, the foremothers, they were prophets, and that the forefathers were actually secondary, were on a lower level of prophecy than were the mothers. As we find, the verse says, anything that Sarah tells to you, to Avram, listen to her, because, and Rashi brings it down over there in the Chumash as well. So maybe that's the exception, but doesn't mean that every wife is more prophet than her husband, so that would not be a reason to apply that. The Rebbe says, number two, the Rebbe says, the whole concept of giving a name, it's a great... It's something very big. It's a big responsibility in this matter. Is in Hasidic literature, it's explained that the name is sort of the pipeline through which the life force and all the flows reach the item that is called by that name. So in other words, that's a vehicle through which all the blessings, everything comes through, as the Rebbe gives various different references for this. And that's why the Rebbe says we find in the writings of the Arizal that when a person is born and the parents call him a name, Hashem puts into their mouth the proper name that is necessary for that soul. So they don't know, it's sort of a prophecy. That's Hashem is putting in their name. That's their decision is based on that. That's the language quoting from the... Sefer HaGilgulim, etc. So this is generally known. So the Rebbe says there's no proof from the Torah. We need to know that it's a big responsibility. So what do we do? So who gets to call the name? So the Rebbe says, so who does it belong to? The Rebbe says, I haven't heard any instruction explicitly, basically from his father-in-law or from, didn't hear specifically. However, the Rebbe says, when you look into the commentaries of the early ones, the Rishonim, they write on the Pasuk, V'hoyu b'chziv b'lidita oiso, so they bring down over there that the custom was that the first name goes to the father, the second name goes to the mother, the third to the father, and the reason why the Pasuk says, how come she named Yehuda, basically because he was Bechziv, basically because he wasn't there, therefore, in this case, she got the name as well. So, the Rebbe says like this, when there is no set custom, what it seems to my view, the naming should be in this order, which means the first one goes to the father, second to the mother, and so on. Although the Ramban doesn't agree with the Rav Kam interpretation, which means that the verse isn't coming to tell us why she called the name because she was Bechziv, but it doesn't mean that he's disagreeing with the earlier about this general concept. So the Rebbe says we should go by that unless there's some other tradition. It goes 1-1-1-1-1-1. The Rebbe also attaches the booklet and the public letter that goes together with the booklet. And even though it's seems like a little bit delayed, but the Rebbe says Torah all the time is the right time. So it doesn't matter the fact that maybe it's a little bit delayed, it's still the right time.